In die tyd 23 minute voor 9, jy luister na Radio Kansel 657 AM en laas week het Johan met Welna van Alzheimer South Africa gesels en ons het 'n idee gekry want hulle is besig om allerhande stappe te stap en geld in te samel en bewustheid daarvoor te skep vir dit waardeur iemand gaan wat self deur Alzheimer's gaan. Maar baie keer die gesprek eindig dan by die persoon self en ons wil vandag gesels juis die gesprek een stappie verder praat en praat met mense wat om die geliefdes wat saam hierdie pad stap. Dis 'n heeltemal 'n ander getuienis. So we were speaking to Diane. Diane, did we have a birthday or something? Or where did we start talking about this?
I actually sent all the information through to Johan and asked him to send it to the person who's dealing with your Facebook, you know, so that we could make people aware of the walk or make September awareness. September is the awareness month for Alzheimer's. Mm. And because you also did a similar thing for Bibles, as which, you know, there might be people who, because they did it for Bibles, they might want to do it for Alzheimer's as well. And Alzheimer's is a very, it's a very silent disease. People aren't talking about it because it's got that connotation like epilepsy. You know, we don't talk about it, and people who have it, we kind of shun. And although people with epilepsy, they will have a seizure, you can't say the same with Alzheimer's because the person looks normal. It's just when they repeat themselves or are disoriented, and anything can set off that disorientation. With September being Alzheimer's month, I thought it would be nice just to let people know more about Alzheimer's and dementia and the various types of dementia that people have, which I'm sure Velma did cover last week.
Diane Banks, then, her mother, is also suffering from Alzheimer's, so we're going to get into your experience just now. Maar Lisa, ek wil nou eers by jou begin, want ons weet dat dementia en Alzheimer's, dat hulle in dieselfde lyn is.
Ja.
Miskien kan jy net vir ons verduidelik, wat die verskil tussen die twee?
Ja, weet jy Janine, dementia word gesien as 'n syndroom. Ek gaan dit in Engels lees. It's not a disease. A syndrome is a group of symptoms that doesn't have a definite diagnosis. Dementia is a group of symptoms that affects mental cognitive tasks such as memory and reasoning. So dementia is dan soos 'n sambreel waaronder Alzheimer dan een van die dinge is wat onder dit val.
Wow, okay. Hmm.
Goed, en dan as 'n mens gaan kyk na Alzheimer, daar's geen menslike oplossing of genesing vir dit nie. Alzheimer is hulle sê a progressive disease of the brain that slowly causes impairment in memory and cognitive function. The exact cause is unknown and no cure is available. En dan die detail van Alzheimer is dat daar plaak in die brein is. En daar is klomp goeters gebeur in die brein en dan sê dit hierso connections between cells are lost and they begin to die. In advanced cases the brain shows significant shrinkage. So daar's baie simptome wat met mekaar oorvleel. So dementia is die groot naam en dan kry jy verskillende siektes onder dit waarvan Alzheimer's een is.
Diane, I want to ask you, because you've been through this now, and both of you have got this in common, that you've experienced someone from, you've known them when everything was fine, and then suddenly you start having the suspicion that something is wrong. When was the first time that you realized maybe this is more than just forgetting stuff?
I actually didn't realize that she was forgetting stuff before she had a fall in March of 2016. I don't know, she was diagnosed with a bleed on the brain after she got into hospital. She just collapsed one morning and hit her head on the side of the door. And when we got to hospital, she knocked herself unconscious. When we got to hospital, she asked me where she was. And that's when I thought, you know, that might be the start of dementia. And she was diagnosed in 2017 as having vascular dementia, which is one of the worst types of dementias. The blood doesn't get to the brain. Mm. But my mom has had quite a lot of falls. And I think with her hitting her head when she fell could have started the dementia. And she has her good days, and then she will, you know, it's like a plateau, and then there's that precipice where she is totally confused, totally not with it, and then she plateaus again where she's fine, she has good days. But anything can set off that confusion.
I do want to ask you whether you knew anything about Alzheimer's or dementia in any way before you found out that your mother had this.
Her best friend had Alzheimer's and died from Alzheimer complications about 15 or 20 years ago, not quite 20 years ago. So I was aware of Alzheimer's, but, you know, dementia has been a word that's been bantered around and jokes are made of it. And, you know, I was part of the joking about dementia, but now that you realize how serious it is, you know, the banter's kind of stopped and you think, I just hope you don't have dementia someday because the brain is shrinking all the time. And my mother, after she had the fall and she came out of rehabilitation, she was able to walk with the aid of a walker. And when we went shopping, we put her into a wheelchair. And gradually she's just lost the function of being able to walk. She can stand up and, you know, to be assisted. But she's really confined to a wheelchair now. So whenever, you know, she can't walk. She can't stand on her own. She loses her balance very quickly.
Yeah, so, that must be very hard.
It is. I don't need to go to gym, you know, carry the wheelchair around.
Lisa, ek wil vir jou vra, spesifiek nou, jy het een nabij verhouding met jou ma. Julle was rarig, dit was een baie kostbare verhouding gewees. Ek wil jou ook vra, hoe het jy achtergekom dat hierdie wat hier voor jou aan die afspeel is meer as net vergeetachtigheid, want allemaal vir ons vergeet dinge, baie. Elke nou en dan, en denk ek, met my vaderland, as ek alweer my sleutel verloor het, Here, help my nou dat het nie die ding is nie. Maar jy ken haar so goed, wat het jy begin sien wat jou bekommer het?
Weet jy Janine, mens voel eintlik aan die begin in denial, want jy voel, dit kan nie wees nie, dit mos nou nie jou ma nie. Maar ek wil 'n bietjie agtergrond gee en sê dat my ouma het Alzheimer's gehad, my ma se ma. So, en sy en my oupa het saam met ons gebly, hulle het hulle eie woonstel gehad, so ek het dit gesien. Mm. Ek het gesien wat met my ouma gebeur, en my ma het ons altyd mooi voorberei en gesê, ouma is maar die mekaar, jy weet, sy vertel goed oor en oor. Ja, so daai agtergrond het ek gehad, maar nooit het jy gedink jou eie ma kan dit kry nie. So ek dink dit het gekom, my pa het meer gesien, want ons het nie, in die tyd wat my ma gediagnoseer is, het my ma al reeds in die Ooskaap gewoon. So my pa het ons, sou ons vertel het, jy weet, sê nou maar sy vergeet hier die ding, of sy sit nie sout ergens in nie, of sy vergeet die sleutels, en dan sal sy baie vies raak as mense haar konfronteer daaroor. Maar, jy weet, sy is toe na een neuroloog toe om sekere toetse te ondergaan en sy is toe nou gediagnoseer toe sy maar 68 jaar oud was, wat eintlik baie jonk is.
Wat is sy nou?
Sy is nou 75. Ja,
en so dit is rarig lang en uitgerek.
Dit is lang en uitgerek en my ma is 'n gesonde mens. So, buiten die feit dat haar brein agteruit gaan, is haar, die rest van haar lyf is gesond. Sy was altyd aan die gang, sy is 'n doener, sy reël dinge. En wat jy gevra het om jou ma so te sien, dit is baie sleg. Vooral as jy en jou ma 'n nabye verhouding het. En ek dink, weet, toe my ma nog weet sy het dit, toe die dokter haar gesê sy het nou hierdie siekte, het sy baie keer in my gepraat en gesê, Lisa, ek weet nie hoekom het ek het gekry nie. Hoekom het ek het gekry? Daar was hierdie
opstandig.
Ja, en, maar jy sien, dan vergeet sy dit ook weer. Soos ek nou met my daaroor gepraat, en môre is dit weer okay. Môre gaan ons weer aan. En sy sal byvoorbeeld sê, maar ek vergeet nie. En dan dink ek, maar jy vergeet. En sy sal goed oor en oor sê, of so. So dit was maar die begin. Maar sy is nou in 'n baie gevorderde stadium. So, die begin was erg, jy weet, vooral om te sien, as ons saam op vakantie gaan, dan sal sy sê, waar is my kamer nou weer? Dan sê ek, nee mama, dit is hierdie kant toe, kom ek wys vir ma. Of sy sal sê, weet, die badkamer, waar, dan moet ek haar ook dit verduidelik. So, daar was okay, en jy leer om geduldig te wees, en sy wil nog help, dan sal ek sê, okay mama, dek jy vir ons die tafel, maar dan sien jy, o, are, weet, hier is een lepel of hier is een mes verkeerd. Maar jy voel jy wil die persoon nog betrek, maar nou is het nie meer so nie.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Diane, could you maybe explain to someone who's not been through this? So we understand right at the beginning, it's forgetfulness of little things. But then give us the degeneration, how it goes through until where we get to the end. Explain to someone who does not have any idea, how does this work now?
It's one of those things where you see the person who, as Lisa said, you know, you see the person who's done everything for themselves, and then they can't manage to put the knives and forks together. And it's a case of, so what? You know, we'll do it right when they're not looking. Or you actually can't argue with them. So they're always right, you know, and you just accept what they're doing. And you just cannot fight with those people. You cannot raise your voice because they get very sensitive. You actually notice that there are little things. My mom's sitis has gone, so she knitted beautifully, and she crocheted beautifully, and she sewed all my clothes. And, you know, when she can't hold a crochet hook and crochet,
something that meant something to her. It was part of who she was, and she was proud of doing this thing and and losing it before your eyes.
Yes. Yeah, it's my mother isn't an educated person, but she taught herself to crochet and to knit and to sew clothes. And there were many times that I was complimented with my clothes and asked which shop I bought my clothes from. So my mom was an excellent seamstress. Her crochet work, I won't part with it because it is just so perfect.
Yeah.
And to see that you can't do things like that, you know, it was really sad. And you've got to come to terms with things like that, you know. And when you don't have help from siblings, when you don't have help from friends, because I think they're scared that Alzheimer's or dementia is contagious, and it's not.
Maybe it makes them uncomfortable.
It makes them terribly uncomfortable. I think that's the problem with my sister, because my sister looked after my mom for about a year after she was diagnosed. And then I gave up my job so that I could look after my mom full time. And, you know, just putting her in a home is very costly, you know, and
not everyone can afford that.
Exactly. So Alzheimer's has arranged for a carer to assist us, and she's a lovely Christian lady. And but you know, just to see the deterioration by the hour,
sure,
it's frightening to see how this disease is so, so nasty.
Ek wil vir jou vra, Lise, hierdie wat julle nou sê, dat hulle kan nie verkeerd wees nie, dat amper een fans is wat dadelijk, dit moet kom saam met die frustratie van, om te erken dat ding is bezig om rarig syd nou te gaan, dat die persoon wat daardoor gaan, probeer amper jou self, en jy probeer die persoon beskerm teen die besef van, dit is bezig om te vinnig te ver te vorder.
Weet jy, Janine, dit is so, ek dink, vir die persoon wat die naaste aan daai persoon is, die persoon wat die persoon versorg, dis baie erg. My pa versorg my ma. Hulle woon in Jeffreys Bay, en my pa het elke dag, is hy daar om my ma te versorg. En ek dink aan die begin was my pa in denial. Hy wou nie dit sien nie. Hmm. Hy het gedink, nee man, my ma gaan nou nog, môre gaan sy weer reg wees. Of, man, sy kan ons nou reg eet, hoekom is sy so moeilik?
Hmm.
En ek dink dit was vir hom moeilik to come to terms met daai ding. My vrou is besig om agteruit te gaan. Die vrou met wie ek 52 jaar getroud is, is nie meer dieselfde vrou nie. En dit is swaar, jy weet.
Die ander ding wat ek jou oor wil vra, and I'm going to get to you as well, Diane,
mm-hmm.
that you're not recognized anymore.
No.
that this is your mom, a person who, and you've cared so much about what she thinks of you, how much she loves you, everything. That's what a mom does. It's reflected in the thing, in how they speak to you. And now not being recognized, what does that do to you?
Weet jy, Janine, dit is regtig moeilik. Ek onthou wat my die meeste gevang het is, ek en my maat baie gepraat oor die telefoon. En sy kon nie meer die telefoon gebruik nie. Sy het nie geweet hoe om te bel nie. En dan sal my pa sê nou maar die foon aansit en so, en dan sal sy met my praat, maar sy het begin vergeet. So om daai verlies te hê van jou ma met wie jy altyd praat. Om vir haar te kan sê, hi mama, ek dink aan jou vandag, of mama, kom ons gaan drink koffie, of weet jy, ek het nuwe klere gekoop, ek wil dit net met jou deel, dit is een groot verlies, en dan om jou ma te sien, en sy weet nie meer wie jy is nie, dit is swaar. Ek onthou my pa het vir my gesê die dag, toe sy hom nie meer erken het nie. Hulle was in die bed, en sy het vir hom gesê, hy kan nie langs haar slaap nie. Sy weet glad nie wie sy nie.
Oh, so.
En daai ding waardeur my pa moes werk. Nou is dit so, verstaan jy, sy ek dink daar is in haar gees is daar 'n wete. Sy weet hierdie persoon versorg haar. Sy weet hy's daar en hy sê vir haar elke dag hy's lief vir haar en hy druk haar vas. Somtyds is daar helder oomblikke, jy weet, of sy en my ma het 'n baie vrolike gees, so sy sal lag en hy sal vir haar grappietjies vertel. Skies, en dan sal sy lag en so aan, maar vir my, somtyds sal ek sê, hallo mama, as ek oor die foon, as my pa het op speakers, en sê ek, hallo mama, dis Lisaakie, want sy het my altyd Lisaakie genoem. Dan, somtyds verwar sy my en my sussie, want ons stemme klink baie dieselfde, en dan sal ek sê, nee, dit is Lisaakie, dan sê sy, hallo Lise, ach, en dan is my hart omtrent. Oh. En dan sit oor, verstaan jy, dan...
Dat die oomlik verby.
Ja.
Diane, our time is up, so I want to ask you, I'm not asking you to speak to everyone who's not been through this, people who are in this at this moment, the loved ones of people around, who's suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia of some kind, if you could speak to them from your place of knowing the Lord and walking this hard road, this unfathomable road that no one else could understand besides someone who's in that themselves, if you could speak to them, how would you encourage them today?
Lean on the Lord, because without God, you cannot travel this road by yourself. My mom is, she was a Sunday school teacher, and she loves the Lord with all her heart. And she prays for her children, she prays for her mother, who's been dead for 30 years. She prays for everybody. She prays for the government. She prays for the president. And to everybody out there, just love them. Yeah. Just embrace them. Just show them God's love through you. And don't argue with them. Just accept everything that they say. And just hold their hands when they need it.
Yeah.
Just be there for them.
A last thing that I want to say is that this whole situation with my mom's sickness changed my dad so much. He has gained compassion and patience, which he never had when I grew up. So my dad, yes, the Lord has put a softness in his heart, and that is beautiful to see. And today my dad and I have a relationship that we never had. So that is beauty that came from it. And now I see how he cares for her. It's only the Lord that could have done that.
Thank you, you two. I appreciate that you were willing to share with us this hard, hard part. I can't even put myself in your shoes, but thank you for loving your loved ones and not giving up on them, just like God never gives up on us. And I want to play you a song, Daughter of the King. Trisha Brock sings this one, because not only are you daughters of the King, your mothers are daughters of the King. And may God bless you, even in the road that's still lying before you.